Yo, for the longest time, I remember the whole time I used to think about quitting my job and like starting my own business and all this. One of the things I used to say all the time was like, "Yo, I'm not hiring anybody. I'm not interested in hiring anybody because the type of people that I want to hire, they're hard to get. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, I have like this, not this perfect vision, you know what I'm saying? But I got like this, I have a vision of the type of employee that I would love to have work for me. But more specifically, SharePoint developers. Because like throughout my whole career, I was a SharePoint developer, and I was just like, yo, if I grew a SharePoint development business and staffed other SharePoint developers with these customers, I know a lot of SharePoint developers that are dope. You know what I'm saying? I mess with them, but I don't know that I would hire them. There's a certain type of person that I'm looking for, and it's like some of these folks that I know, because I know a lot of developers that, you know, some fit the bill, some don't. But I'm gonna just tell you if because I'm okay, let me get my thoughts together here. Because I'm growing outside of the people who knew me before, right? And everybody that knew me was through like the organization that I work for, and that network was growing, 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 growing. But now I do a lot of things online, and my online presence is growing, and I'm meeting a lot of people, you know what I mean? And a lot of them are developers. So a lot of them have reached out to me like, yo, whatever work you got, you know what I'm saying, throw it my way, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, no doubt. But these are contractors. Like, these are people who I would just give a project to and be like, yo, hook this up. I'm talking about somebody who I would hire full time. So I do work with the government too, right? So let's say I took like a SharePoint developer, and I sat them down with the government, and I said, this is who you're going to be working for. And I wrote their checks, but they work for the government, kind of like what I did for a bunch of years and what a lot of people do. They sit with the government, they support the government, they talk to them, interact with them on a daily basis, but it's the contractor that gets the money, the contracting company that gets the money, and then they piece off the employee. So I'm saying, if I hired a developer and put them in that situation, this is my criteria. And the reason I mentioned about growing online is because now I'm meeting a lot of people, and there's probably going to be people who are thinking like, yo, I want to come work for you. I'm putting this out right now for two people. For the person who sees me doing my thing online and wants to come work for me full time, that's one. And then two, if you are looking for a SharePoint developer, I think that these are some good tips for you. If you're looking to hire a SharePoint developer full time, matter of fact, part time, if or just for a project, I think these things still stick. But I'm doing these because, look, I'm gonna just head you off at the pass. You know what I'm saying? If somebody hits me up and they're like, "Yo, I want to come work for you," blah 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 blah, I'm gonna be like, "Go listen to this episode," because I don't. I'm dead serious about what I'm saying. I know I'm joking around, but I mean, I'm laughing, but I'm dead serious. This is the quality of person that I'm looking for. So let me hop right into it. Anyway, before we do that, this is the SharePoint Help Desk Podcast. I'm your host, Thurman Trotman. On this show, I talk about strategy, a little bit of tech, but I try not to go too deep into the tech because you can't even see the tech. If you want to see the tech, then go to my YouTube channel, SharePoint Help Desk. Anyway, let's hop right into it. So number one on the list, I'm gonna give you five things that I would be looking for in my SharePoint developer. So again, if you are an aspiring developer and you're trying to work with me, this is what I'm looking for. So number one, you have to be able to admit when you're wrong. It is perfectly fine to be wrong. Now, it's just not okay to be wrong a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? But it is for a certain profession. It's okay to be wrong. You know what I'm saying? What's not okay is when you start gassing it like, yo, I no, I wasn't wrong. I just did this or I did that. Trying to save face, basically. You don't got to do all that, especially with me. Like, you do not have to do that. I would prefer you just keep it real. That keeps me feeling comfortable talking to you, interacting with you, helping you grow, putting you on to some resources, all of that type of stuff. If something is wrong, if you did something wrong, just say you did it wrong. This is how I deal with my customers. Oh, that's another thing too. Everything I'm talking about here, I do. And it has gotten me very far in my career. And I'm looking for other people just like this. You know what I'm saying? So that's number one. Is that if I mess up with the customer, if I F something up, I'm going to tell them, damn, I messed. Matter of fact, just today, that just happened today. Something was going on with the application that I built. And customer says, yo, something is not running. So I go digging, I go looking, and I find out it's a piece of the workflow that I didn't update properly. And I'm like, damn, how did I miss this? And then I realize it's because I didn't test it after making the update. So anyway, I made the update. I sent a message and I said, what did I say? I said that I fixed it. It looks like it was something that I didn't, that I forgot to, it looks like something that I updated and forgot to test. My apologies. And what did I say? I said my apologies and that something else. I can't remember. But the point was, I didn't go back like, oh, yeah, there was something wrong with the system, but it looks like it's good now. Like, what are you doing that for? Why are you gassing it? Just tell the truth. Who cares? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody you're working for, working with, working around, they all make mistakes. It's fine to make a mistake, but it looks kind of corny when you start lying about your mistake. Just tell the truth. It's not a big deal. I mean, all right, number two, going above and beyond. Now, I got to shout out Valuetainment, because I just watched a Valuetainment video the other day on YouTube that was talking about customer service versus customer experience. And, yo, that joint was fire. So let me explain. This next one I'm talking about is customer service, which is more reactive. So I need you as my employee to go above and beyond. So what that means, right? One employee from another company that don't work for me, if you ask them a question and the answer is no, they might just say no. If you work for me and somebody asks you a question, the customer asks you a question, the answer is no, that's not your answer. Your answer should be no, but let me find out. I might know somebody. Let me reach out to the network. Let me do a little Googling. Whatever. The answer is never just a no and drop it off. Serve the customer. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just leave them hanging. Think about if you were in a restaurant and you're getting ready to order your meal and you talk to the waiter and you say, hey, waiter, is this good? And imagine if the waiter said to you, nah, it's not good, or said, yes, it's good. It's just, it don't feel right. You know what I'm saying? You can do whatever you want, but if you're working for me, again, I need your answer to be, no, I don't really like that dish, but this, and this right here, I've eaten it like 2-3 times. I've ate it 2-3 times. Yo, and it's mad good. I think you should try it. You into chicken? You like chicken? Or you more of like a steak person? Oh, we'll try this, and this. It's never a one-word answer. It's never like a shut off. It's serve the customer. Don't be annoying. Oh, well, let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about that. Let me tell you about the third. Don't be annoying. Just, you know what I mean? You got to know how to read people. Very important. Service them, which is reactive. Go above and beyond. It's never just a shutdown type of answer. You know what I'm saying? Number three. Now, this is the customer experience, which is proactive. I didn't know these things. I thought all of this fell under customer service until I listened to this Valuetainment video. I already thought this way. I just didn't know how to label it by differentiating between service and experience. So yeah, number three is customer experience. And what that is level the client up. I need you, when you see something that the customer could be doing better, because you have already built some type of rapport with the customer and that you're engaging and they like you and all this other stuff, you have the runway to be like, here's how you could be doing this better. Don't ever see the customer just sitting there doing something and not open your mouth and say something. Let them know that you got the answers. You know what I'm saying? And this is without them asking you. So if you see them send an email, and this is a very basic example, but if you see them send an email and they got an attachment in there and you know that they can be, you know, sending links instead of attachments, this is something minor, but say it. Like, hey, you know when you send that email out, you're sending another copy. you go every document inside of the 365 suite has a link, so you could always just send a link, and that way everybody just works off of the same central area. Now, you already know my thoughts about working on co-authoring a document. That's for another day. The point is, show the customer they could be doing something better. You know what I mean? Always think on behalf of them, because you have the answers. You know, you have industry experience. You have applications that you've been touching for a really long time that you interact with, that you stay on top of. Tell them what they could be doing better. See how they work. Pay attention to how they work. Pay attention to what they care about. Get, you know, understand how they operate, and then make recommendations. That's how you level them up. Do not ever just sit there and see them doing something wrong and then just support it. And matter of fact, sometimes you got to repeat it. You told them once, they still keep doing it. Don't press. Wait like a month and tell them again. Like, yo, see, this is an example of how you could be doing this, this, and this. Customer experience. Level them up. This is very important. Again, these are things that I do. I'm not talking foolishness here. I'm talking about literally things that I do. All right, let's cover these again. So number one, admit when you're wrong. Number two, go above and beyond. That's in the lane of customer service. Number three, level the client up. That's customer experience. Did I say that twice? Customer service was number two, which is go above and beyond. And customer experience is number three, which is level the client up. Now, number four, be a problem solver. I probably should have made this number one. Being a problem solver is so important. It's like, if someone comes to you and you don't know the answer, that's fine. You don't know everything. No one knows everything. But you can say, I can get you a answer, or I can get you the answer. Whatever the thing is, you can get the answer or a answer. Because you know people. You have a network. You have Google. You have ChatGPT. You got a whole bunch of things going on at your fingertips. Figure it out. Let the client go do whatever it is they got to do. And don't think, well, if I could go look this up, couldn't they just look it up? Yeah, of course they can, but they're busy. Let them go do their work. You, the expert, the technical point of contact, go figure it out. Ask, especially me. If you're working on my team, ask me. You know what I'm saying? And I'll take time out to make sure that I get you some type of, you know, I'm always unprofessional. Phone is always ringing off during my broadcast. Let me turn that off real quick. I apologize. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, get the answer. Be a problem solver. This is so important. Don't, like, remember when I was saying don't just say no and shut things down? Yeah, don't do that. Get the answer. So say no, I don't know, but I can figure it out. Let me look into that, take a note, then go look into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, be a problem solver. I know someone who I used to do work with, and this person was very, was not a problem solver, basically. They would be like, oh, I don't know how to do that. And that would be it. And I'd be like, okay, if you don't know how to do that, what do you think the next step is? How do you figure it out? You need to ask questions, people, Google. Whatever you need to do, figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Get to a point where you think you've done all the research that you can, and now you got to get back with an answer. And if the answer is still I don't know, then you're just going to have to say, look, I've looked this up, and here's a little bit of this and a little bit of that I come up with. And if you've actually asked people, like via email or whatever, and you could say, I've put out some feelers, I sent a couple emails out and waiting for an answer back, something. You know what I'm saying? Like, something. Find it out. Don't be a problem solver, yo. All right. Number five. This is very important to me. But you need to be a constant learner. You have to always keep learning. That never stops. Don't ever think that you know everything that you need to know. Because you won't and I won't. Nobody won't. Constantly keep learning. Keep your mind open. Keep your ear to the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, pay attention to things. Pay attention to your industry, especially what we're in, Microsoft, moving at the speed of damn light. You know what I'm saying? They're out of control right now. So if you're working for me, I expect you, just like I do, to keep up with the trends, see what's going on, read, follow, listen, learn. Keep your mind open and make sure that you stay like equipped to be able to support this client. Very, very, very important. Again, these are not things that I'm just saying. I mean it. Now, with all that being said, that's what I'm looking for in an employee, but you have to understand SharePoint. Like, that's the business that we're in. SharePoint and the supporting tools inside of the 365 suite, this is what you need to be up on. You don't have to be super, super expert. I need you to understand how they work and how you could use them to support the client. That's what's most important. We will get the training. You'll level up. You'll do all of that. But you need to understand how SharePoint and a bunch of other tools inside of the 365 suite works. Right? That is how you can come work for me. And that, business owners and people, you know, hiring managers, that's the type of person you should want to hire. I look for people and character traits, and I feel like I'm a good judge of character, and I understand the type of people that I do like working around, and these are the guidelines that I'm looking for. So again, if you think you want to come work for me, this is it. And if you are hiring people, SharePoint developers, and any other type of developer, whatever, that's what you're looking for, in my opinion. Remember, this is just my opinion. Listen, every week on this show, I like to do a segment called LinkedIn Love, right? This is where I see something dope on LinkedIn, and I'm just like, yo, I got to tell my audience because, bruv, I love it. However, this week I'm not telling you about a person. I am telling you about a person. I meant to say this week I'm not telling you about a thing or like a post. I'm telling you about a person. This person is a fellow SharePoint nerd. I want you to go follow her. Her name is Meryl Angela Cola. Don't worry, the links will be in the show notes. And shout out to Bianca Ellis, who put me on to her. So Bianca is taking her training right now, taking Meryl's training. And Meryl's training is it's like proposal writing. So she works for a nonprofit. She created a nonprofit called Proposal Team, and they teach you how to write proposals. But the reason that I reached out to her is because when I was having a meeting with Bianca, who's the person that told me about her, Bianca was talking about Meryl's training like the way I want people to talk about my training. Just like she's in love. And it's dope, you know what I'm saying? And it's detailed and it's fun and she's learning and all this other stuff. And like Meryl's great. And I'm like, what? And Meryl uses SharePoint. That was the other thing too. So I was like, what? I got to meet her too. So I talked to Meryl. We had a meeting. We went back and forth on DM. Then we had a meeting. And yo, it's the vibes is there, yo. I want y'all to go follow her. And I also want y'all to go follow her her page. She is conducting a free training for proposal writing that is super valuable. I'm going to tell you that right now. The waiting list is crazy. You don't get to that level and have that many people clamoring to get your joint if you are not killing it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Meryl. If you are looking to be a government contractor and you want to know how to do proposal writing, go follow Meryl and also Proposal Team. That's the nonprofit that she runs. And shout out to Bianca for putting me on. I'll link to Bianca in the show notes too. Listen, thank you so much for tuning in. You literally have so many options of podcasts that you can listen to, and you decide to tune into my joint. And I really, really do appreciate that. I mean that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying that because that's some thing that people say. I really mean that. So, follow me on LinkedIn, TheTrotman. That's me. And here's the thing about LinkedIn. I'm on there every day, right? So I was saying this, I forgot where I was mentioning this, but you know like how you come across somebody's content online and you have like a burning question that you just want to ask them right there, but you don't really know if they're going to get back to you. You can send them an email, you can comment on their YouTube video or something, like whatever, but you probably won't hear back from them pretty quickly. My selling point for you is that at any given time, reach out on LinkedIn in the DMs, and I will get back to you very quickly because I'm on there every day. I'm getting those notifications. The only reason I don't respond is because I'm literally busy. If I got something going on, I ain't going to respond. You know what I'm saying? But I will respond eventually. And it's usually within 24 hours. Less than that, because I'm on there every day. You know what I'm saying? I post twice a day. And that's what I got right now. And, you know, it's not going crazy to the point where I can't keep up with it. So if you got questions, now's your time. You know what I'm saying? Because I do foresee that getting out of control and then me being like, damn, I can't even like get into my DMs because it's OD. I'm preparing for that. Like, I know that's what's going to come in the future. But, you know, as many people as I could reach out and touch and help on a regular basis, I'm here for it. So holla at me in the DM. Go sign up for the risk register training. I'm mad happy about that because we got 10 people to sign up, and that's all I wanted. I just wanted 10 people to sign up. Then I was going to create the course. And we got 10 people to sign up, creating a course. We're going to publish it, you know what I'm saying, and let these people go through it, get some feedback, rewind it back, you know what I'm saying, and then drop it again. This time, bigger and better, and I'll be serving all you risk professionals that are looking to have a better risk register. So I'll put the link to that sign-up sheet. It's in waiting list status right now, but I'll put it in the comments of the I'll put it in the show notes. Everything you need is in the show notes. Anyway, again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I'm going to holler at you. Later.